Peter O'Neill reporting live from the Mobile World Congress show here in beautiful Barcelona, and I'm with Richard Hayton, who is the Chief Technology Officer for Trustonic. The first question for you, your TEE, Trusted Execution Environment, has been embedded in over 1.5 billion devices since its launch about 4 years ago. What's driving all of this?
So, really, we enable two things. We want devices to be trusted. So that means we're not just putting our TE into those devices. We put a unique key into every one of those devices in the factory so that we can secure communications from trusted software on that device to the cloud. So the TE is mandated by Google for Android devices for running, for doing things like lock and unlock, for running all of the biometric software and other, you know, critical applications. So things like Samsung Pay run inside the TE, and we enable third parties to write applications, put them on Google Play, and when those applications are installed, they can leverage the TE to have added security for things like banking, payment, government identity, and so on.
So the whole fintech revolution that's going on now must be very good for you guys.
It absolutely is. There's a lot of different applications. A lot of people don't realize that they can use hardware security, and that brings them to a whole new level. So both in terms of certifiable solutions, which are important for some of these markets, and even, for example, we have some demos on our booth where people have built things like Bitcoin wallets because they can use the TE to protect them much more than they can just using Android itself.
Now, Vivo is integrating a TEE into handsets, and Vivo is also the first in-display fingerprint sensor phone. How do you see biometrics fitting into the larger security landscape?
So the point of a biometric, it's recognition. It doesn't prove who I am, it proves I'm the same person I was previously. That means that that biometric fingerprint, literally, or face pattern, or iris pattern, or whatever else, obviously if you can push that into a device, then it's gonna think somebody else is me. So that has to be stored securely. Android mandates that these are stored in the trusted execution environment, and we enable the processing of those to happen purely in the secure world. So the Android device can say to the secure world, here I'm going to connect you to the camera or connect you to the fingerprint sensor directly, so not going via Android. The code running in the trusted execution environment can then compare that with the pattern, make a decision as to who it is and the level of confidence in that decision, and then make that available. So what we've seen today is that fingerprints and other biometrics have been used for simple lock-unlock, yes-no answers. What we're seeing from other industries, particularly the payment industries, is they want to be able to see more nuance, which you can get where we have access to the low-level hardware. So they can say, what's the probability of the match? So when I'm unlocking my phone, it's got to work fast. When I'm making a transaction, and maybe that's a very large transaction, I'd rather have very high confidence in that, and maybe I have to push it two or three times, and that's appropriate in those cases. So we enable access to that low-level hardware and enable companies to build that more fine-grained applications.
Well, thank you very much. And TEE is also used for wearables, drones, connected cars, really any connected device. So what's the current state of IoT security, and what are some of the challenges, and how is Trustonic addressing those?
So IoT is obviously a massive space, and there are many different problems to solve. But for us, it comes back to that word trust. We want to make sure that a device can connect to a web service and prove that it is a genuine device. So for us, that means it started with a secure operating system put on the chip in the factory, and then it went through a manufacturing process where we audit all of those stages. And we have a new technology called digital holograms, which can record multiple events during the life of a device as it's manufactured. Then when that device is turned on, it connects to the cloud, prove that it's gone through all of those stages, and the cloud can recognize it and turn it on.
Well, actually, we just wrote a story about that. That's such cool technology.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it'll be available real soon now, as the saying goes. So there are chips being launched by some of our partners, which will have our technology embedded on them, you know, right from the outset. So people will just be able to buy that chip and leverage it very easily.
Richard, thank you very much for carving out some time for us today, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you very much.